Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's official Leeds United podcast with me, Matthew Lewis, and the one and only, in fact, probably the only Scottish-Italian, him and his father, Don Matteo.
How are we all? Are we okay?
Doing very well, thank you, mate. Obviously, we're recording this pre-Millwall.
Yes.
So I don't know what's going to happen this Sunday, but obviously we're now top of the league, aren't we? So, yeah, I'm thrilled, Don.
We are top of the league, and long may we stay there, top of the league.
We can cut all this out if it goes wrong, can't we?
Yeah.
How have you been, Dom? You been all right?
I'm good, mate. I'm cracking on. I've got a scan coming up next week, next few weeks. Okay. Then we go again. Move forward.
In terms of the whole, you know, that whole process, are you feeling good? Are you feeling?
I feel great. Obviously, you never know. So it's, yeah. I get too far ahead of myself with anything now. I just teach eight. I mean, so it's like Leeds at the moment. Take each day as it comes. That's what I'm about. Like you say, fitness, training, doing my bits and pieces every day, trying to relearn how to read and write. It's a challenge. But, you know, I keep going. I keep trying, and that's all you can do.
Are you training harder now than you did when you were a player, do you reckon?
Probably. It's like I'm training for the Olympics at the moment.
Yeah.
But it might be the... The thing is, with me, I'm very stubborn. Right. So I would this morning I'll walk for a couple of hours, an hour and a half. Then I'll come back and do 45 minutes in my gym, 50 minutes in my gym, just to finish that off. So I've got this, because I think sometimes I still think I'm playing, but I'm not, basically. And I still want to be playing, but I'm not. Yeah. Like I say, I'm 50 this year. So it's just like, I've got to do something that's going to keep the head right.
Do you know how professional sportsmen, not all of them, obviously, but like boxers, footballers and stuff, when they finish their careers, because it's so intense and it's all... or nothing, basically. It's all you think about. It's all consuming. And you see a lot that when professional athletes retire, find it very, very difficult to refocus their lives, because they've got all of that stubbornness, all of that commitment, and then they've got nothing to put it onto. Do you think that for you, actually, I don't want to say it's been a good thing, but in terms of like you've had something you've been able to shift your mindset to, and you've got something to refocus all of that energy that you've got.
Yeah, I think, you know, listen, we're all young lads. Well, not young, but when I retired, I really struggled. There's no two ways about it. I struggled. Not mental health-wise or anything like that. It was just, didn't really know what to do with myself. Yeah. I was turning up at the training ground at Stoke still.
Right.
Still getting, you know, wanting to train or wanting to, obviously, you're retired because of an injury, whatever. You can't do that, but I still turned up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people are like, what are you doing here? I said, well, I just miss it. I want to be around the football lads. Yeah. That's just the way it is. And now, obviously, I've got a different challenge, which is keep myself well, keep myself alive, basically. And, you know, there's a lot of other people out there. I'm doing, you know, I speak to a lot of people on a daily basis about resilience, living with what you live with, and you have to try and make a step forward. It's not that easy some days. Some days are better than others. So it's very similar to like in the football world when we talked to the players earlier. It's like you've got to keep wanting to get better, wanting to improve. But for me, it's nothing different to me with my health. I want to get better. I want to have a better life and all this. So you have to make some changes. And when I was younger, when I first retired, I wasn't making them changes quickly enough. And then you get caught up in doing other things, you know, for example, buying a bar. Wasn't probably not a good idea, but you know, I had a great time.
Yeah,
and that's the truth. And anyone who went to the Rock Bar in Leeds would have loved it.
I've been there many times, mate.
Exactly. But was it a bad decision for me? Possibly. So you learn from all these things you got wrong, and you try and put them right. And that's what I do now. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking tonight on a cancer evening tonight, and trying to help a few people there. So that's kind of my mindset. I love working here at Leeds United. Leeds have been so great to me. Giving me a little role with the club, which I desperately needed. Now I've got that. I want to do well with the club, with Leeds here, and you know, hopefully we get promoted, or not hopefully, when we get promoted, we can talk more about the next step for me and for Leeds United. Hopefully,
absolutely. Well, I mean, we love having you on the show, mate. I really appreciate you taking the time to co-host this with me while Bridgie's swanning off somewhere on a golf course.
Well,
probably.
By the way, where is Bridgie?
Oh, your guess is as good as mine, mate. He's a part timer, isn't he? You know what it's like.
I mean, what's going on? His dress sense is just getting worse. Even though he's had these couple of new outfits on, what's going on with him?
I don't know.
Why don't he just stick to something like this? Because basically. We love Bridgie. I love Bridgie. Well, that dress sense, come on.
I think his missus might have been away on holiday or something, so he's been dressing himself for a few weeks.
Right. She needs to come back quick then, doesn't she?
I know.
To sort him out. Well, yeah. I love Bridgie. So listen, Bridgie, I love you. Well, the dress sense is still shocking.
Well, I'm glad you joined us this week because we've got a fantastic lineup of guests coming in the next couple of weeks for you. And it's going to be Dom and I that are taking the lead. So without further ado, should we get our first lad on?
Let's get cracking.
It's one of the absolute stars of 2024, who has really, really popped up with some crucial goals at crucial times and has been really, really part of this massive promotion and perhaps title push that we've been going on this year. Please welcome one of the stars of 2024, Mr. Wilfried Nonso.
Hi. Nice to see you.
How are you, mate?
I'm really good, thanks. And you?
Very, very well. I've been looking forward to getting you on this show for years now. I've been pushing to get you on
for years,
mate. I've been looking forward to getting you on here big time. It's a really big welcome to the show from us. This is one I've been looking forward to.
Thank you very much. I've been improving my English a bit to be able to speak to you. Now I'm ready, I think.
Is that what we've been waiting for? Have you been on the old Duolingo
just trying
to get ready for the show?
Every day. Every day. Every day.
Amazing. Well, I mean, look, 2024 for you has been fantastic. Obviously, the summer is long behind us now. But we were chatting about you before you came on and what we all talked to you about, and the word redemption kept coming up. You know, because obviously we've been through some trying times, but you're absolutely flying this year. And the maturity you've showed, you know, 5 goals, 1 assist, to just get your head down and get on with it. Like, it must be feeling like a fresh start and that you've really just smashed it so far.
I think so. I think 2024 is going really well for me and for the team as well. I wouldn't say redemption because, like, I know what I can do. I'm pretty sure of my qualities and I can say I'm confident, not arrogant, but I'm confident, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, I just believe in myself. I believe in the work that I put in, even like when things were not going well. And you know how football is, it's tough for maybe like mentally, you are a bit down. I've always been lucky to have my family with me and of course my teammates with me. And now I'm really happy at the moment. I'm happy because I'm finally showing what I can do and I'm helping the team as well.
Yeah, I think it's like, from my point of view, obviously watching all the games, home and away, you know, I've just seen a difference in all of you, not just yourself. I think all of you seem to have a mindset which is really strong. You all have the right attitude, the right mentality, and you all look like you want to improve and get better. And I think from my point of view as an ex-player looking in, looks great. It looks like you're all on the same page. It looks like you all enjoy each other's company. You know, you're all friends off the pitch, you know, and stuff. That's key. You know, going back to my era, you know, I played for Leeds in 2000, you know, you weren't even born probably. Well, you weren't born. So, you know, but you know what? Nothing really changes too much. Just you guys are a lot fitter than what we were. You know, it's like nowadays you guys are, you know, training must be so difficult, but in our era, we could do what we wanted. We really could.
Yeah.
But we had a good mindset. We had a good group of players who were all on the same page. You know, we got to a Champions League semi-final and no one expected us to get to a semi-final in that era. You know, but when I look at your team now in a squad, it looks very, it's very similar. There's like some similarities to when I first signed from Liverpool to Leeds. The way you guys are together reminded me of me being back at Leeds in 2000. It really did, because when everyone's on the same page and you all like each other and you get on, life's much easier and you enjoy your football. Is that the same how you see it as well?
Yeah, I think so. Of course, like, you have more experience than me and I can say you have experienced many things in football, you know, but I can say I think this season, the difference has been that everyone is just enjoying himself. Every day we just come in and we are happy to see each other. We joke. We are really having fun on the pitch, but still, of course, working hard, you know? And I feel like this has been a bit the difference between this year and maybe I would say last year.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, like, it's not about quality, because of course last year we had like many international players, I don't know, players who have won in Italy, who have played in Spain, everywhere. But maybe this season, the difference is that we enjoy ourselves a bit more and you can see the results on the pitch.
Yeah, is that down to the manager as well? I know, obviously, I always talk about the manager, even though I don't know him. It's like I see him around Elland Road when I'm working, but it just seems like he knows what he's doing. And, I just feel like he's the right man at this moment to hopefully get us where we need to be with it. Because I think he's got, he's been so good at getting clubs promoted from the Championship to the Premier League. So I think in a way, maybe he's got something to prove as well if we were to get promoted. As well, because he knows how to do it.
Yeah, I think you can tell, like, the way we are playing, the way we do things, you can tell that the coaches and of course all the staff know what he's doing. So for us, it's just about believing, because we believe that we can go up. We believe that we are we believe that we are the best team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to go and show it every week, and of course, having a coach that knows the league, knows how to go to get promoted, it's easier for us, really. And with this quality, I feel like it would be a shame not to get promoted,
Yeah. I'm fascinated actually by that idea of belief. Obviously, as professional athletes, you have to have a superhuman idea of your own ability and belief. But when we were 17 points off Leicester, or when we were, however many points we were even off second place, did you guys still think there's a long way to go in this season? We can do this. I mean, I'll be honest, I didn't. I'm always a nervous wreck looking at the table. But were you guys like, no,
yeah,
we've got enough quality in this side, we can do this?
I think it's been tough, of course, for us. I would say start of the season and also like, during the season it's been tough, but because we have seen, I don't know, Leicester, Ipswich flying.
Mm.
And at that point, you see, like, I don't know, we have been 17 points from Leicester or from Ipswich as well, like second place. And it's tough at that point to say, oh, look, we can win the league or we can be second. But like, the more you go, the more you play, the more you win, you get the confidence to say, oh, look, I can be there. And after we beat Leicester, I think for me was the game when I really understood, look, we can go and win the league, because we won against them away first time.
Yep.
And you can actually tell, like, look, they are the first, but we still go there, play our football, dominate the game.
Yep.
So why can we not do it? Of course, it's tough. They lost some points. We have always been focusing on ourselves and now we are there fighting, So I feel like we are in a good position to achieve our goals.
If anything, what exactly happened at the end of the year? We had them back-to-back defeats, and then suddenly we haven't lost since. We've conceded 3 goals. I mean, did the manager get you all together? What changed? I mean, the form has just been incredible.
I don't know. I don't think anything's really changed, because we had like the back-to-back defeats. And if you actually look at the games, I feel like we have been a bit unfortunate.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I feel like we just kept going, really. And of course, like, I feel like when you work hard, you keep going, you are positive, you believe, then the luck come on your side. And that's have been the difference, of course. And like, when you start to win a couple of the games, the confidence is at the top, maybe, and everything comes quicker, I think. So yeah, I think it's been a bit this the difference, really. But in the way we have done things, I don't think there's been a big difference.
It's been the same.
Yeah, I think for me, I've just seen consistent high standards, and you lot playing at that level. Consistency is key. We all know that in football. Consistently, you want to be out there every week. And what I've really loved recently is when games haven't been as probably every time Leeds play, we expect to win. But even the games where we, the Huddersfield game, for example, we didn't lose the game. It was a tough game. It was a local derby. It's a physical derby. That's the Championship. So when but I just feel like that there's going to be a few more games like that this season before it ends. But it just seems like you guys, again, mindset, everyone seems to be like wanting to win, wanting to do well. And that breeds confidence throughout the group, doesn't it? You know, we were talking earlier, and I think that for me as a defender, because obviously you've got some great defenders helping you guys at the minute, you know, Joe and Ampadu, people like that, and the fullbacks as well with good quality as well. It must be great for you guys as well, because what we can see is three goals. Yeah, so you think to yourself, for me, you know, as a defender, that must give the strikers so much confidence, because you know any game they might have a chance, but I just think with the defensive side of it, we look so solid and so organised. That must help you boys, because I've seen all you guys getting back, defending as well, and helping each other out, which, let's be honest, is key, because you guys are so good in the final third. You must be so tired having to track back all the time, because I know myself as a defender, it's difficult when you're tracking players like yourself who've got that energy and fast and tricky on the ball. And, it must be so good for you guys to have that defensive stability so you guys can go out and express yourself, because that's what you want to do, is especially as forward players, you want to do that. And I've just seen so much of that over the last few weeks, and you've contributed massively to that. And I think your mindset for me is on it. And when that conversation came earlier, I think your mindset's very, very strong. I can see it in your eyes. It's a strong mindset. I've got one. You have to have that. If you want to get going with life, you've got to have that mindset. Whatever happens to you, you move forward. And I've seen that within you. So well done for that, because it's not an easy thing to organise your mind when it comes to decisions. And you've made better decisions for me.
I don't know. But yeah, thank you very much.
No, it's important. I think it's important to sometimes tell people they're doing well. We don't do enough of it without getting carried away. You know, we know that someone's in a good...
Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah, that's important. And I think, I can say that. But, I'm sure the manager won't be saying that, but I can say it because I'm just a pundit or whatever,
It's quite fair.
Yeah.
Because, of course, there have been, many moments in this season where I haven't been at the top, and he was also there telling me.
Yeah.
I needed him to tell me, because, I expect a lot from myself.
Sure. Yeah.
But he was there telling me as well, maybe in training when he thinks I can do better. He's always there telling you. But when you do good things, he's also there telling you. And I feel like that's fair, because it has to go both ways.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And as you said, I think, with the defenders that we have, it's just, I think, easier for all the offensive players, Of course, we know that we have to track back, we have to run back, and it's not the best thing to do for us, but it's important, because I feel like certain games, this can make the difference, when you know that your back is covered, you know that in front, you're in your comfort zone. I know that I can create something, Cree can create something, then James can create something, Pat, Matteo, we have enough quality to go and win games. But at the end of the day, if you want to win championship or leagues, I don't know, whatever, you have to make sure the back is good. And that's what we are trying to do,
Yeah, I mean, Farker's talked about it this season about, it can't always be champagne football. And sometimes, particularly in this league, we've got to win ugly at times. And it seems like we've figured out a way to do that this year. There's been a couple of games, like the Stoke game wasn't pretty, but it was a win. And it's games like that when you guys have got to really put that graft in, isn't it? And help out the lads and defend. And particularly with the schedule, that must have been tough. What was it, 10 games in 4 games in 10 days? How was that?
No, this was horrible, I think this was the first time in my professional career. I've only played for 4 seasons, but I've never had something like this. And I didn't even know it was possible. And of course, when you have that many games, it's tough to play sexy football every game. So you have to make sure, even when you are not at your best, you have to take the points. If you can win ugly, you win ugly, you take the points and you go, And I think this was, as I said, this was a bit the difference between this couple of games that we have won and before, because maybe before we were always close, but maybe a situation goes against us. Yeah. Now we are there, we are on it. Every situation is for us. Maybe, Sheffield Wednesday, they come. First half, we are not that good. 1-0 for us. Second half, we play better. 2-0. Mm-hmm. We win. Stoke, yeah, not the best game. 1-0, we win. Yeah. So I think these are the wins that can make the difference at the end. Because most of the time we play well, like we enjoy ourselves, everyone is happy. But if you can win also these games, then no one can stop us.
Absolutely. I want to ask about the Yorkshire derbies. You know, I mean, having them with obviously Stoke jammed in between, but the two Yorkshire derbies away from home, obviously we don't care about them very much, but they are obsessed with us. what was it like going away to those places? I mean, obviously on the pitch, it was tough enough. I mean, I could see them trying to wind yourself up in particular. They were constantly niggling, constantly just trying to have a go at you and Cree. But how was the atmospheres at those games?
I mean, it was amazing, you know. I feel like this team likes a bit the pressure, you know. Okay. We don't really care about derbies because we don't really care about them, but I just wanted to go and win the games. Mm-hmm. But like the both fans were amazing, and it was really good to play against them. I think Huddersfield was tough because they knew that probably we were better than them. So their plan was a bit trying to
kick the
annoy us, try to be, yeah. And at times they've done it, you know, was not easy. You know, they probably have done it quite well. But yeah, Sheffield, as I said, they tried to play a bit more. First half, we were not that good. But second half, we just closed the games. And I think we showed that we are better.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So obviously, I'll come back to the league in a minute because I want to talk about couple of things that we've got coming up. But I think it'd be really great because we've not had you on the show before. I would love to get to know you as a guy. Like obviously, Italian. You were playing your trade in Switzerland before you came to Leeds. How did you get into football and how did you end up being at Zurich?
I used to live like close to a five-a-side pitch. So I used to like see from my window the old guys playing, and I've always really like wanted to play, not to be a footballer, but just to play and enjoy myself.
And this is back in Italy. Whereabouts?
It's Verbania. It's like a small town close 1 hour from Milan.
Okay.
And yeah, I just started to play with my dad, my cousins and my friend just 1 meter from my house, you know, and that's how I started really. Then of course I was lucky enough and I think good to have my like parents like mine, you know, because they have made incredible sacrifices for me. And then growing up, I wanted to give something back. And now I'm in a place when like football is life, like Leeds, you know, and I feel like that's the best gift that I can give to my parents.
Are they in Leeds? Did you move them over to England?
Yeah. They are with me. Yeah, we live together.
That's amazing.
We live together, yeah.
It's interesting because my dad's Italian. So he brought me up. And now he's from a little village as well in called Venafro, which is it's about an hour south of mm-hmm. Of Naples. And I just love being around the Italian people. When I go over to see my family, which is not very often, it was amazing. Everything was amazing. I just love it. And I just love the Italian food as well. I must admit, yeah. I just love it. I could eat Italian food every day. I know you probably can't, but I tell you what, I just love the Italian food. I love the pasta. Yeah,
if
I love
you
everything.
Want, you can come to mine. Oh, hey, listen, I can invite you, you know.
Willie, I will take you up on that, mate. Believe me. And I can eat. You better bring a lot of food.
No, don't worry.
I have 10 kids.
My mum is a good cook.
I have 10 kids.
10 kids?
No, we're joking.
Really?
I've only got three. Three that I know of.
before we came on the show, Willie was talking about how popular you are in Milan, Dom.
Well, I wouldn't say popular. I went there recently to do the tour. I went to do the tour of Milan. I absolutely loved it. You know, just taking my family back. To recreate
good
the
memories.
Goal. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, and you know what? We ended up staying for an extra day. We had 3 days there. I just loved it. Yeah. I loved it. Loads of great food. And went out and took the kids out around. It was just so special for me with my, you know, my dad's side and stuff. Just to recreate that goal. It took some doing, by the way, because, you know, imagine me with my kids trying to recreate that goal.
It didn't really work.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, well, honestly, it was a great night. It was a great night. But yeah, listen,
it was
a special evening. But yeah, listen, It's not about me. It's all about Willie.
So you grew up playing football, little five-a-side pitch outside Milan, and then was it Zurich that scouted you? Like, how did you move on to playing in professional?
I was first at Inter Milan.
Okay.
From 8 till 16, just before COVID. And then I've decided with my family that if I really wanted like to play professional football, maybe going to a smaller team, so I can say a smaller league as well, was good for me.
Yeah.
And yeah, Zurich was the perfect choice for me because I had the chance to like play straight away international football.
Yeah.
Like professional football, sorry.
Oh.
And I was 16 at the time, so I think this was the perfect choice at the time. And yeah, I wouldn't be here if I didn't go to Zurich, you know. So I think I did it quite well.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's a beautiful part of the world as well. You could be playing in worse places, but then also obviously you're playing in Switzerland. But then to get the call from the national team, I mean, what was that like?
This was, I don't know. I actually don't know. I still don't know how it happened, you know, because like it was the first time that a player from Switzerland was called up with the national team.
Right.
And I was like a bit surprised. First, it was like a stage with all the young players, but then the coach Mancini told me that he wanted me to stay with the actual team. And I was just living the dream, like eyes open with all my idols. Like 1 year before, they won the Euros, so they were.
I remember
for
it
me,
well.
They were like the best. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't worry, I was happy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course you were.
Of course.
My dad still got that massive like Italian flag outside his house. Every time a tournament comes up, and obviously Italy are in it, my dad puts his massive flag out outside the houses, shows everyone.
An Italian Scotsman, you must have been living the dream, you.
Oh yeah, of course I was. Why not?
He was so happy.
Yeah. But no, listen, it's great to get that insight because, you know, playing for Italy must be huge because, you know, the amount of, you know, trophies that the country's won and, you know, won the Euros recently and obviously World Cup. I mean, I remember in the 80s, you know, 1980s when the players were playing, 82 and all that, when I think it was 82 when Italy won the World Cup, was it? Yeah. I just remember it being incredible. And obviously, so many good players coming through, so many good defenders. Have they still got good defenders in Italy?
We don't have Bonucci and Chiellini anymore.
Oh, no.
We still have a couple of young defenders coming.
I'm surprised them two aren't still playing.
I think they could still play, but maybe it's time for a change, you know?
But it seems like the Italians have the unbelievable mindset on just loving defending. You know, when I love watching them players, you know, Costa Curta, Maldini, all these boys, just wanting to defend because they know they've got players that can make things happen in the final third, but they just love defending. It's like scoring a goal for these boys. But I love watching
it. It's something that the Italian have inside, you know, like fighting every time, defending, give it everything just to win. Even if it's scrappy, no one really cares.
In terms of mentality as a young lad, a young Italian lad, I mean, like, you know, when I was growing up in England, it was always like you wanted to be Alan Shearer or, you know, Gary Lineker or Michael Owen. You wanted to score goals. Do young Italian lads grow up wanting to be defenders and stopping goals?
Yeah, some of them are just a bit crazy, you know. If you want to defend, you have to be a bit. No, but I think it depends on the character. I'm not really like this. I'm a bit soft sometimes, so maybe it's better if I stay up front.
We prefer you scoring goals. Matteo Joseph just pitched you as the best finisher at the club, mate.
Did he?
He did. He said you can ping him.
I mean, if he says it, then it's a big compliment for me, but I don't know.
Mind you, he also said Ampadu was good as well, so I don't know what to believe.
No. He was lying. Then he was lying. He was definitely lying. But no, we have a couple of good finishers, I think. Honestly, it's crazy.
It's very similar because obviously I'm going back to my era. You probably won't remember because obviously I'm ancient.
No, I've watched so many videos.
The Stone Age. But you know, like we had strikers like Mark Viduka played for me when I was there, and obviously scored the four goals against my old club, Liverpool. You know, when you've got a certain player within your team, I mean, maybe similar to, Mark's maybe similar to Pat in the way he plays. Obviously, different players, different styles, but, you know, Pat leads the line, whereas Mark Viduka led the line for us. And then you boys can just get round the backs and try and get get your chances out in the wings and stuff like that. I can see a few similarities because obviously Pat sometimes doesn't get the credit for the work he puts in to allow you guys to get the space, to get your opportunities, to get your shots away or get your crosses in. And I think sometimes when I look at my era of Mark Viduka, he was the one who got hold of it and let other people, you know, get the goals or the assists. Whereas now maybe with Pat or whoever's playing up top, you know, you need somebody to hold the ball up so he can put the ball into you guys. You've got the space to then go and work your magic in the final third.
Yeah, I think sometimes Pat doesn't get the credit that he actually deserves, you know. Yeah. And like the role that he plays is actually massive for us in the way we play as well. Because like you don't see him every time, but he like offers balls to everyone else, open spaces, runs in the deep, runs in the channel.
Yeah.
He's always up there like fighting for us. And I feel like we play better when you have someone like this, because like you have different players like me, Cray, Dan. We are different type of players, you know, but when we have like a big guy in the middle fighting for everyone, make us play better, I think.
Yeah, and I think as well, you've got your two midfield players, without getting too deep, who just sit. You know, them two are never going to score too many goals, let's be honest. Their role in the midfield is so, so important because they have so much energy, them two. You know, I just sometimes I'm going, wow, these guys are fit as fiddles. And they're happy to do them hard yards and let you boys go and do the business, because the hardest thing to do is put the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I could do a few goals. That was it. But I understand how hard it is to score goals. You know, like you say, being a striker or, an attacker, you know, you're judged on that. And I've just seen you guys, when you get in there, you're smashing it at the moment. It's just like, again, it's confidence, isn't it? It's confidence. And looks like you're enjoying it as well, Willie. You know what I mean? It looks like you're really enjoying your football.
What Dom said about how you all just seem to be really enjoying playing together in each other's company. There's another player that I want to talk about. You seem to spend a bit of time with Georgie as well. I mean, I've met Georgie, and he's exactly what you get on exactly what it says on the tin. I mean, he is that, isn't he? He's crazy. But like,
it is crazy.
What a guy. Like, it must be so much fun to have him around the training ground. I mean, probably gets a bit too much sometimes, but how is it? How is it having him around?
He is honestly one of the funniest person I ever met. Like, honestly, it's just lots of energy every day, like from the morning on the pitch, just laughing, enjoying himself. And I'm really happy for him, you know, because I feel like he deserves it. Like everything he's doing now is just incredible. And I was there when he was a bit down. I know what he went through. And now seeing him smashing it, I'm just proud of him, you know, because he's a good guy. He's just funny guy. He's always working out. And I feel like you need some type of character.
I think you're so right. I think, you know, the work rate he puts in, and the way he gets hold of that ball and looks after the ball as well. So good for you guys, that, isn't it, when you've got a player like that? And by the way, I'd hate to mark him. I'd hate to mark any of yous. But he is like, he just got so many tricks. And sometimes I'm looking,
just can't get the ball off him.
I'm like, what's he actually trying here?
I think, he has a mix between like technique and also like strong, he can go in duels, he can win, he can actually smash you. Like, so it's difficult to get the ball from him. Like, I don't actually know how you can get the ball from him.
Yeah, he's very clever.
His stuff is incredible.
Yeah.
And I think him and Cree together are horrible for other defenders.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's true.
I don't want to talk about the R word too much and relegation, but you know, through adversity breeds strength, and you know, you guys came down, went through that period, and you've come out the other side of it together. You know, there's you, Georgie, Cree, There's DJ. Well, DJ was at Fulham. We won't talk about that. We got Pat. We got Ilan. You got a bunch of guys there who came through this. And now there seems to have been a bond that you've all formed off the back of it. I mean, do you really sense that you were all in the trenches together and you're all really looking out for each other in a way that might not necessarily have happened if it hadn't gone the way it had?
Yeah, I think the fact that we were in that situation all together makes us a bit stronger, you know, and we are stronger together. I think it's crazy to think like just a couple of months can make this big difference.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can all go back where we all deserve and maybe just do things a bit differently, because I have like a feeling that last season we could have done way better. But yeah, you know, like I think it's experience, and now we are seeing that everyone took something from that situation, and I honestly can't wait to be back there and to have the opportunity to show what we really are.
And you, I mean, you're all so young. You were young, but you're still young. I mean, it's going to be it seems to me like it's been the making of some of you, honestly.
Yeah, if you can see, like, I can say Georgie, Cree, I don't know, Pascal, everyone, Ilan, what they are doing now. It's incredible. Maybe last year, I don't know, Pat, for example, Coops, last year they were criticized, they were a bit down, they went through a lot. And now, look at them now, like, they took from it, maybe they're even stronger. So imagine what was going to happen if you go back up. We have a good team, we are solid, we are strong, we have fun together, good group. It's exciting to be here now, you know?
It's exciting to be a fan right now, mate.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's fun.
Yeah, I think sometimes you have to go through them bad days to come out the other side and improve as a player. You know, I know that with my journey, with my illness and stuff, I know how important that living with adversity kind of side is. That you, every day I get out there, I do something, I try and improve myself, I try and... You know, I can't read, I can't write anymore, I can't do a lot of stuff. But what I can do, I will go and do it. And, you know, from a football point of view, that's what I see with you guys. You've been through some bad times, but you've come out the other side and you're improving and getting better, and you're getting better as a team, as a unit. And that is so important. You know, it really is. And you know, seeing you and you guys enjoying your football puts a smile on everyone's face. And, you know, the great thing about you boys, you're always smiling. Typical strikers, always smiling. Defenders, I never see the defenders smiling too much. But the strikers
they are smiling as well. They are not smiling on the pitch. No, but they are smiling after, you know.
Yeah.
Because you can see they are good guys. Really.
And by the way,
you can see Ethan,
some good celebrations as well coming up as well.
Yeah.
We like the celebration.
Talk us through this, Willie. For the benefit of our listeners at home, it was a celebration that that Willie did after he scored recently, with the thumbs in the ears and the hands up on the side.
It's not about fans or something, you know. I respect everyone.
No.
And I see like some people took it a bit on the other way, but no, like it's just a funny thing that came at home, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just wanted to do it on the pitch. It's for an important person for me, and it's a lucky charm now.
I don't think anyone took it negatively. If it was Wednesday fans, then who cares?
then it's fine. I don't really care.
Let's talk about this season then. Let's talk about the run in. Let's talk about, you know, we're in single figures games left. It's getting really to the business end of the season now. This episode is going to go out after the Millwall game. But obviously, you know, we've fought and we've wrestled and we're up into second place. This question might get cut, but I want to ask it anyway. Psychologically, for me, getting into second place, whether we held it or not, the fact that we actually were able to get in there felt like such a monumental moment, a really seismic moment. If we were to get into first place, albeit only for a couple of weeks, if we were to do it on Sunday, psychologically, do you think that's a massive gift for Leeds?
Yeah, I will say so. I would say already, like, coming back from the situation we were in to second place is good already, but we want more. We are in a situation when I think we are the best, like, not maybe we are arguably the best team, but we are like both mentally and physically in a better position than other teams, yes. I can say. And now we are in the decisive moments. We can say we are in the final eight games, and we want to push. Is the moment we have to be even more together than we have been this season. And I think we can do it. For me, I wouldn't be happy if we are only second, you know. I would be happy, of course, because we go up.
Yeah.
But I think we can do better than this. And we don't know. We try, you know. We really want to try.
Well, the one thing you've got is massive support, haven't you? I mean, I know I keep going about support. The support's crazy, isn't it? I mean, look back to the Leicester game. The atmosphere was unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, what an atmosphere, you know.
Imagine crazy.
If we, you know, and I think hopefully we get promoted. The atmosphere again, it'll go up another notch. That it really will, you know. So
yeah.
I mean, listen, I just think at the moment it's hard for you to talk about that. I understand that because you're trying to say the right things, which is the best way to do it. But I'm sure the manager will be saying, take each game as it comes and, you know, get the points on the board. Then we look into the next game. Obviously, internationals, some people will be away on their internationals. Some people will get a rest. Some people will probably be in Dubai. And if they are, I'll see them there because I'm going over myself.
Ah, are you going as well?
I'm going. I'm sure there's a few Leeds players going. If they are, I'll see you there.
You're going to see them. Maybe text some of them. Oh, I'm going to tell you after, you know, not live.
They don't want to come to Dubai with me, believe me. It seems like every time we play someone, especially at home, they come with a game plan, everyone behind the ball and try and hit us on the break. So, you know, for you guys, especially in the final third, you have to get on the ball so much. It must be so tiring at times. I know you won't admit that, but it can be because you've got to get on it and make something happen all the time because the way that other teams are setting their stall out, really. And Millwall will be no different, I'm sure of that.
Yeah, I think it's really difficult because I feel like I personally prefer to play against like open teams that comes and want to actually play football.
Yeah.
But we don't really have it this season because, of course, everyone knows that we are good on the counter, we are good in transition, so they'll be scared, they sit back.
Yeah.
And we have to be patient, really. Mm. We have to make sure we are ready when the chance comes and take it with both hands because we're not going to have 10 chances, we're going to have maybe one, two, and we have to make sure we are sharp because it's going to be a really tough game.
Yeah, I mean, I think as well with Millwall, you know, it's they're a lively set of fans, and so are we. So the atmosphere will be electric on Sunday. I really think it will be. And like you say, the new manager bounce for them. But yeah, listen, I always think as a player, at this stage of the season, you want to be playing every week, don't you? You're just loving getting out there and playing, being involved, being part of it is key. And the other thing I took from it is, you know, interviewing Matteo earlier as well. It seems like everyone seems they're on that same page, which again, I know I'm keep saying this, but it feels so nice that you're all in that place and long may that continue, you know, and it's what you do out in that training field every day, week in, week out, and what you work on is really, in my opinion, is working. So keep doing it, please. Keep doing that.
No, we will.
Yeah,
we will.
Are you a player that relishes those kind of tasty, hostile crowds? Like we just talked about Millwall there, and they're going to be, you know, as Millwall fans, you know, want to be. They're going to turn up in a certain mood. But that only means that, A, you're good, you know, and B, they feel intimidated by you as a player, that they're giving you that grief. Some players might wilt under that, but I see you as a player that actually probably grows from that.
No, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I enjoy it, really. You know, that's, I feel like you started to play football to play like a difficult situation as well with fans like cheering you up or maybe being against you as well. And I feel like this is going to be an extra push for us. We play at home. We know that the fans are going to come and push us and they want us to win. And we know that we have to go out and perform, you know. There is, of course, an opposition. They are good. They are going to be tough. They're going to be strong as well. But we know that we can be better than them and we want to win. then I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm really confident.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah, I mean, it would be massive. I mean, genuinely, as I said before, I mean, the idea of whether we stay there or not is irrelevant. Just for this group of players, the start of the season we had, the summer of unsurety, just to get into that first spot, just to look each other in the eye and go, we're actually capable of this. I just think that would be such a massive moment for this group of players. And you've, like you said, you've all worked so hard, you deserve it.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think we really deserve, like, it will be a good achievement and, like, good for the confidence seeing us for the, I think, the first time up top, hopefully. And yeah, also like seeing us fighting for the promotion, fighting up there after all that happened is just good.
Seems like as well that I always think when, you know, I was captain at Leeds for a few years, you know, when you become a captain or a senior player, you have to have certain people in your group that are going to help you out. You know, who's the players that, I know I've probably gone over this before because my memory's not great, but who's, you know, when obviously we look at Ampadu and we look at obviously Rodan, you know, even like Archie, you know, having to play right back when we know he's a midfield player, you know, you've got people who are just happy to go and play for Leeds United. That's massive, you know, and I think the somebody, like you say, you're young yourself, you're all young, and to all be wanting the same thing and, you know, getting in the teams, getting is a bit of a challenge now for everyone, isn't it? You know, he's making changes, but he's making the changes for the right reasons. Sometimes I always feel that sometimes managers mix it up too much where when players are playing well, let them crack on.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the manager's done. And, you know, you lot are all reaping the benefits of that with the manager making the right decisions. And when he makes them, everyone seems to be accepting it, which sometimes, going back to my era, it wasn't like that. People couldn't accept they weren't playing. They wanted to play every week. They're knocking on the door. Don't get me wrong. I did. I knocked on doors because I wasn't playing. But you have to sometimes have that mindset because you want to play every week. And I think because you're all together, it doesn't matter who's playing. Well, it doesn't matter who's playing. You know, you want to play. But I think it seems to me now that obviously you want to play, but when the manager makes his call, he makes his call and that's it. And everyone just goes with it. And that's key for me, again, that he's got that. It seems like, I mean, I don't know the guy, but he just seems like he speaks a lot of sense from what I've heard. He speaks a lot of sense and tells people the truth if they need to hear it. Is that right?
Yeah. I think so. As you said, like, it's good to have competition.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be frustrating.
Yeah.
But it's good to have it, you know, when you want to play
for sure
in a team like this one for this level.
Yeah.
You will have competition, you know. Yeah. And I feel like all the big teams have competition. If you look, I don't know, an example in England can be Man City.
Yeah.
You will never find a player who plays every game. Like, it's difficult to find a player who play every game.
Yeah.
Because you have top players everywhere. Everyone is able to play, to go and perform. So you have to be on it every time and make sure when you get your chance, you show that you deserve to play.
Yes.
And I feel like this has been massive this season because you spoke about Matteo.
Yeah.
He went up there, he got his chance, 2 goals against Chelsea, you know?
Yeah.
And what can you tell him? Like, he has been working out for so long, honestly, and sometimes it's been tough for him, but he has always been there doing extra work, doing finishing, going to the gym, and now you can see the results in the games. I don't know, you can see Ilya. Yes,
for sure.
When he first came, he wasn't really playing and it was also, I guess it was tough for him.
Yeah.
And now you look at him, he just deserves everything that is going on, you know, because he has, I promise you, Ilya is just...
Yeah, yeah. I suppose it's a similar situation with Griffith as well, isn't it? You know, waited his time. Now he's been so consistent. I mean, he looks like he's got a lot of energy as well. He looks a very fit kid. He knows what he's doing. Obviously, his dad played for his country as well.
Yeah.
And it took him a little while to settle, but now he's settled and he looks great. So yeah, I understand why you say that. Yeah,
but
I mean, it's a grueling season. It's a long season. We need to have a squad, and the best thing about this squad this year is everyone's contributing. There's no one on that bench that I'm like, oh, I hope we don't get an injury and they have to come on. It's like everyone is, when they come on, everyone's contributing. Everyone in this squad is playing a part, and I think that's huge. Actually, I wanted to ask about injuries because, and I might be tempting fate here. You know, we've picked up the odd knock. You had a bit of a niggle earlier in the year, but on the whole, we've not really suffered too many this year. Has anything changed fitness-wise? Because the schedule has got worse, if anything, and yet everyone seems to be coming out of it quite well.
No, I think, as I said, everyone wants to play. So everyone is making sure that he's fit because he wants to be on the pitch now. He's the last 8 games or even before. Everyone wanted to play. I had a couple of problems this year. Sometimes I was a bit frustrated because I couldn't really kept going, you know, couldn't really have this consistency that I would have liked. But I have been trying to like be as my best because I want to help the team. I want to be on the pitch. I don't want to be in the gym every week, you know. So I think everyone is doing it. Everyone is ready. And when everyone gets this chance, you can see that they are able to take it. And sometimes it's a bit strange because like, oh, you find yourself on the bench.
I know, you're
it's
all
tough, you know?
You're all giving the manager a headache, mate.
Yeah. Everyone is good enough to play. So you have to be fit. And if you're not fit, maybe when you come back, someone yeah. has your place. Yeah,
no, I felt,
and what can you do?
I felt sorry for DJ because I thought he was having the absolute season of his life, picked up a knock and then he couldn't get back in. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, on that note, I feel like we should let you go back to training so that we keep you in top condition.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for joining us. I mean, as I say, I've wanted to get you on here for a long, long time, since the day you signed, it's mad that it was last year. It feels like you've been with us for such a long time. But it's been a real pleasure, Willie. Thank you for being so open, honest with us
thank you for having me.
And just being such a great personality around the club. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Hope
Willie.
To see you soon.
Nice to meet you, mate. Take care. All the best, Willie.
See you soon.
Willie Nonto, ladies and gentlemen. He sounds full of confidence, full of happiness. It just sounds like you kept saying it, Dom, like just a real together squad.
Yeah, feels that way, doesn't it? And I think Willie's such a positive guy. When you're around him, you can't help but smile.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does. And he brings energy to the room. He really does. Great fella. Like you say, it's nice to have that conversation. You said you wanted him on.
You've
always said that, haven't you? And he's just such a good guy. And like you say, he knows this competition himself. But what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
We all want to play. But yeah, I just think he's a brilliant guy. And like you say, I think he's just going to get better and better. Mm-hmm. And he seems like he's in a really good place, which is great for us.
And like, you know, he had a difficult summer. There was the issues that we all know about. And very much as per the boss's orders, it's in the past now. We've moved on. But the level of maturity I think he's shown, like a lot of players having gone through that, and the fans were on his back and whatnot, and they could have wilted under that, or they could have said, oh, well, sodger, I'm not interested then. And he hasn't. And he has worked so hard. You can see how hard he's worked. And to still be coming through it with a smile, with a drive to do the best for this team, willing to support this team, whether that be on the bench or playing, and then to put in the performances he's done shows a maturity beyond his years, I think.
Yeah, you're right. Brilliant attitude is the word I'd say. I think he knows his competition. Has that brought the best out of him? Maybe. I don't know, but we all like a bit of competition within our teams. Listen, whatever's gone on, it's gone on, it's done. Mm. That's how I always say, once it's done, it's done. But I think for him, he's moving forward now. And he's in a much better place. Only he knows exactly what went on. None of us are privy to what actually went on. So I think we give him all the credit in the world for what he's done and how he's improved and how he's got better and how he's got himself back in the team. Because like we mentioned, the competition in them areas is a lot, isn't there? There's a lot of players who can play in their positions.
Yeah.
So listen, let's give him some credit for the attitude and what he's done. And what I really liked, and it's me with my defensive head on again, is he's getting back, helping out defensively as well, which is key, absolutely key. And that as well will keep him in the team. We know he's got the quality in the final third, but it's the other side of his game which is he's improved. And he's got to do more of that And they're the hard yards then.
Yeah.
And I think he knows that himself. And I think the manager's probably told him. And what now he started doing it, guess what happens?
Mm-hmm.
Winning games, he's playing well.
It helps when you want to fight for each other as well, doesn't it? When they get Correct. On as well as they do.
Yeah, they do. We've seen that. And how many players have we interviewed and spoke to about that?
Yeah.
They're all on the same page.
Yeah.
And we know there's leaders around the group. You know, Coops comes in. And Coops, again, captain, leads by example, by his attitude. So you've got players around, senior players, that Bamford, you know, Pat as well. He's helping the younger players as well. You know, when we interviewed people, he always says that I'm here to help as well. And he's one of the senior players within the group, and he's pivotal as well. So yeah, listen, there's a lot of good stuff going on with the club at the moment, and whoever's playing there is there for a reason, because they're playing well and they want to get in the team. And then if they're playing well and they're in the team, they stay in the team. And the manager's been brilliant at that, to be honest. He really has. He's impressed me so much, the manager. Everyone thinks that, you know, that I'm always saying that. I wouldn't be saying it if I didn't mean it. I'm telling you the truth. I just think the manager's changed the mindset of all these players.
I agree.
Whatever way he's done it brilliantly. And he's not accepting anything but commitment.
And he's doing it in a very calm, understated way. You know, I won't name names, but it feels like there might be some other managers around in the league that might be getting a little over-emotional, might be getting a little heated. Daniel Farke is not one of them. He just seems very, very in control and composed.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want your gaffer to be that person. You know, you want that guy to lead by example. And when he tells you something, just absorb it, take it in. Mm-hmm. And we have been doing that. And I think when you've got a gaffer as well who's been there, seen it and done it, words that we keep talking about, Daniel Farke, isn't it? Been there, seen it, done it.
Yeah.
He'll, you know, that's the truth. But again, as him as a coach, as a manager, he'll want to improve himself as well.
Yeah.
He wants to get to the next level like everyone else does in life. And, you know, what he's doing at the minute, it's been inspirational for me to watch him organise his teams, because we talked about when he started the season, the club was a bit all over the place. That's the truth. But then all of a sudden, the manager comes in, gets all his thoughts across. What's happened? The club's just grown in stature. And that's down to the manager and all the players and all the staff. Everyone, we talked about all this. Everyone's involved. Even me and you, mate, we're involved. We all want the best for this football club. And that's what the manager's bringing at the minute.
Superb. Well, we have no game to talk about this weekend. It's the international break, and a well-deserved break for the players and coaching staff. But it's funny, isn't it, with this? You want these breaks. You're desperate to have a breather. And then once it comes, you're like, oh, where's the football?
No, you're right. I'm going to get mine in Dubai with my little boy. I'm going to kick a ball about in Dubai.
Okay.
Just to chill out. And reset is the word. I always press that button, reset. Go away, do my work, get my job done, come home, get my holiday, and then go again. That's my little, the mindset I have now. And the wife loves a holiday, loves a holiday. The wife wants a holiday, what happens?
Holiday.
We go on holiday.
Yes. Yeah. Well, never fear, because we are going to keep you going through this period, because next week we'll be back again with another player. And it's going to be interesting, because it's going to be Dom's namesake we're going to be having on. It's going to be a Scottish-Italian interviewing an English-Spaniard. And I'll let you guys figure out who that's going to be. So thank you so much for joining us this week, guys. And we will see you again next week with another player from this promotion push.